Trump calls January 6th U.S. Capitol riot a day of love, date modified colon 2024-10-17 T12 colon 14 colon 52.622Z, description colon the ex-president says nothing done wrong on the day when his supporters breached the Congress, forcing lawmakers to flee, comma dot. Trump calls January 6th U.S. Capitol riot a day of love, Reuters. Trump spoke in a broadcast on Univision while attempting to court Latino voters. Donald Trump has described the U.S. Capitol riot of January 6, 2021 as a day of love during a campaign event just weeks before the presidential election. The former president claimed the thousands who traveled to Washington, D.C. that day did so because they thought the election was a rigged election. On January 6, a mob breached the U.S. Capitol building in an effort to deny the certification of Joe Biden's election win, forcing lawmakers to flee. Several deaths, including that of a police officer, have been attributed to the events that day. Trump has spent years making false claims that the vote was rigged. The event continues to divide America. During his town hall event in Miami, Florida, Trump was challenged to win back the vote of a man who said he had been disturbed by what happened after the Republican lost the 2020 vote. "Nothing done wrong at all," Trump said in a lengthy response. "There were no guns down there. We didn't have guns. The others had guns, but we didn't have guns. And when I say we, these are people that walked down. This was a tiny percentage of the overall which nobody sees and nobody shows. But that was a day of love." He recalled addressing a group of hundreds of thousands during a speech elsewhere in Washington, D.C. "They didn't come because of me," he went on. "They came because of the election. They thought the election was a rigged election, and that's why they came." Trump has been accused of criminal efforts to overturn his defeat, which were recently described in detail in a filing from the federal prosecutor investigating him. Among the claims made by special counsel Jack Smith were that Trump planned to declare victory in the 2020 vote no matter the outcome, and that he laid the groundwork for challenging the vote ahead of Election Day. Mr. Smith also detailed how Trump fell out with Mike Pence, his vice president, who refused to join his boss in attempting to deny Biden his election win as Trump supporters gathered in Washington on January 6, 2021. During the Univision broadcast, the voter questioned why he should support Trump when even his former vice president, Mike Pence, was not backing him this year. Alluding to Pence's refusal to comply with Trump's demands on January 6, he said, "The vice president, I disagree with him on what he did. I totally disagreed with him on what he did. Harris v. Trump, who is leading in the polls, what did the new filing say in Trump 2020 election interference case? People are scared. U.S. election workers brace for threats in 2024. The special counsel's legal filing against Trump that was released earlier this month stated that the then president made clear that he expected his supporters to take action. Trump is also accused of seeking to exploit the violence and chaos. Trump will not be tried ahead of the 2024 vote. He denies wrongdoing, and says he is immune from prosecution over the events of 2021. He points to a recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling that said he could not be prosecuted for official acts undertaken when he was president. During Wednesday's event with Univision, Trump also stood by false claims that immigrants from Haiti had turned to eating pets in the town of Springfield, Ohio, claiming he was just saying what was reported. Both campaigns have been making intensive media appearances ahead of the November 5 vote, which pits Trump against the Democratic nominee, Kamala Harris. Meanwhile, on Wednesday, Harris made a combative first appearance on Fox News, a network that hosts some of her most vocal critics. "Simple Guide, How to Win a U.S. Election Explainer, What Harris or Trump Would Do in Power Global, Harris or Trump. What Chinese People Want on the Ground, Harris Faces Headwinds in Michigan Voices, I'm Uneasy, First Time Voters Weigh in Polls, Who is Winning the Race for the White House?" North America correspondent Anthony Zurcher makes sense of the race for the White House in his twice-weekly U.S. Election Unspun newsletter. Readers in the U.K. can sign up here. Those outside the U.K. can sign up here. U.S. Election 2024 Donald Trump United States. Watch, watch, Trump sidesteps question on Putin phone calls. When asked if he'd spoken to Putin since leaving office, the former U.S. president said, "If I did, it's a smart thing. One day ago world, only choice I got." Early voting starts in swing state Georgia. The BBC's Nada Tawfiq reports from the battleground state, where officials say record numbers turned out to cast their ballots. 2 days ago U.S. and Canada, sparks fly in question time U.S. election special, politicians and pundits were quizzed by the BBC's Fiona Bruce and American voters in Pennsylvania. 7 days ago U.S. and Canada, Ross Atkins on, unanswered questions as Trump returns to where he was shot. The BBC's analysis editor examines the security failures that led to the former president being shot at during a rally in July. October 4, 2024 BBC Verify, fake Kamala Harris ad used AI voice and UK department store advert. BBC Verify analyzed a false post claiming to show a pro-abortion campaign ad that has widely circulated on social media. October 4, 2024 US and Canada, US election. The View from Mexico, BBC Monitoring's Luis Fajardo looks at how the Mexican media has been reporting on U.S. elections. October 3, 2024 Latin America, U.S. election, The View from Mexico, BBC Monitoring's Luis Fajardo looks at how the Mexican media has been reporting on U.S. elections. October 2, 2024 Latin America, Watch, Human Emotion and Kindness Shown Through in the Debate. The BBC's North America correspondent Anthony Zurcher says the vice presidential candidates found common ground. October 2, 2024 US and Canada, Watch, Who Do You Think Won the VP Debate? The BBC asks college students what they thought of J.D. Vance and Tim Walz's debate performance. October 2, 2024 US and Canada, Watch Key Moments from the US Vice Presidential Debate. Politeness, policy, and a few tense moments, watch how Vance and Walz tackled the 90-minute event. October 2, 2024 US and Canada, Walz on Tiananmen claim, I'm a knucklehead at times. When questioned about saying he was in Hong Kong during the Tiananmen Square massacre, Walz says he misspoke. October 2, 2024, watch, Mike's muted over Vance's Springfield migrant claim. It comes after Vance was fact-checked on a statement about millions of illegal immigrants. October 2, 2024, Vance v. Walz, BBC Verify looks at the claims that could come up. The two U.S. vice presidential candidates will face each other in a debate that the BBC will be fact-checking. October 1, 2024 U.S. and Canada, J.D. Vance's journey from Trump critic to VP pick. The Ohio senator once said he would never vote for Donald Trump, but is now his running mate. September 30, 2024 US and Canada, who is Tim Walz? The ex-football coach who is now a VP hopeful, the Minnesota governor is a veteran, former teacher, and football coach and spent more than a decade in Congress. September 30, 2024 US and Canada, BBC asks Trump what he would do differently in the Middle East. The former president says the conflict in Lebanon is unacceptable and must end one way or the other. September 26, 2024 World, Ross Atkins on. Why the U.S. election is crucial to Ukraine, the BBC's analysis editor looks at why Volodymyr Zelensky is presenting his victory plan to U.S. political leaders. September 26, 2024 World, Harris and Oprah hold star-studded rally in Michigan. The vice president joined the television icon in one of the seven crucial battleground states. September 20, 2024 U.S. and Canada, Ross Atkins on Trump suspect viral conspiracy theory. The BBC's analysis editor looks at the false link between Ryan Routh and a U.S. investment firm. September 18, 2024, Ross Atkins on how close Trump got to gunman at golf course. The BBC's analysis editor looks at the route Trump was taking and where secret agents spotted a rifle. September 16, 2024 BBC Verify, more, 2 hours ago, The Apprentice film star says Trump criticism inspiring violence. Star Jeremy Strong said the situation feels slightly dangerous after Trump's criticism of biopic. 2 hours ago, 5 hours ago, U.S. election polls, who is ahead? Harris or Trump, an in-depth look at the polls and what they can and can't tell us about who will win the White House. 5 hrs ago US and Canada, 6 hrs ago, 4 takeaways from Harris's combative first Fox interview. During a 25-minute sit-down, the US Vice President and the host frequently interrupted each other. 6 hrs ago US and Canada, 8 hrs ago, you stole the election, nervous volunteers on front line of conspiracies, suspicion about the vote count is pervasive even in small rural communities, where volunteers are preparing for potential violence. 8 hrs ago US and Canada, 11 hrs ago, Georgia strikes down new Trump-backed election rules, judges found that the rules would delay certification and lead to administrative chaos. 11 hrs ago US and Canada, British Broadcasting Corporation, home, news, US election, sport, business, innovation, culture, arts, travel, earth, video, live, audio, weather, BBC shop, BBC in other languages, follow BBC on, terms of use, about the BBC, privacy policy, cookies, accessibility help, contact the BBC, advertise with us, do not share or sell my info, contact technical support, copyright 2024 BBC. All rights reserved. The BBC is not responsible for the content of external sites. Read about our approach to external linking, props://news/comma/articles/comma/nexedge1dn0o/id:earn-bbc-optimo-asset-nexedge1dn0o, contents type:headline, model.